Hear the word of your good shepherd. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. In the name of Jesus, amen. It really is very simple when you get down to it. God gave you faith as an unmerited gift through His Word and His sacraments. And God keeps you in that very same faith by His Word and sacraments as an unmerited and undeserved and unearned gift. Both conversion and preservation in the faith are God's pure gift. By His grace, on account of Christ's merits, and not your own. Last week we heard about how conversion is God's work by His Word. And today, we hear how the preservation of that same faith is on account of God's Word. Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, also preserves us in the faith by His voice. Our gospel lesson begins at Hanukkah, or as John calls it, the Feast of Dedication. In the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, the rebuilt temple had been desecrated by a pagan king. This king had entered into the Holy of Holies, had set up foreign gods, sacrificed pigs on the altar, all manner of unclean and wicked things. And so, after God had saved them from this wicked king, the people of Israel had to re-consecrate, rededicate the temple. And they inaugurated this new holiday, Hanukkah, as a remembrance, as a memorial of this rededication of the temple. And on this feast day, Jesus is in the temple. And He's not just in any old place in the temple. John tells us He is in the colonnade of Solomon. This is part of the old temple that Solomon built, a piece of the ruins that has been reincorporated into the rebuilt temple. And there is where Jesus is preaching. The Jews gathered around Jesus, encircling Him, echoing, of course, Psalm 118. And they ask Him, they demand, rather, that He issue a public statement. Are you the Christ? They ask. And you can hear the echo of Satan there in their words. If you are the Christ, and what does Jesus respond with this question by? He says, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe, because you are not part of my flock. Jesus' words and His works, they have been rejected by the Jews. Jesus speaks the very word of God, and He is the word of God, and the miracles He performs, they're miracles that only the Christ can do. But the Jews still play dumb, and they ask Him, well, if you are the Christ. Here we see the Jews as an example, as a warning. Their pride, in their heritage, in their own efforts, in their own righteousness, this is the very reason that they will fall and why they oppose Jesus. It's why they crucify Him. Whoever comes to Jesus in this way, as self-righteous and as determined to save himself, will fall. And in fact, has already fallen from faith. See, the Jews want to be their own saviors. They want their works to be paid exactly what they deserve. Heaven is what they think their works deserve, but of course, we know their works deserve nothing but hell. The Jews' pride leads to their rejection of their Christ, and finally, their murder of him on Good Friday. God punishes their unbelief, their pride, their self-righteousness, by taking away from them the very temple that they found so much pride in, by preventing them from keeping the law that they thought would save them, as they crucified their Christ. He also took from them the land, again, to show they did the very thing they took pride in, the thing that they turned into a god, an idol. God took it from them. These are all things that Christ taught about in his parables, particularly the parable of the tenants. And on Hanukkah, Jesus stands now in the temple. And that temple, which was supposed to be dedicated to the Lord Most High, Jesus points out it has been desecrated. That's why Jesus has to cleanse the temple when he enters into Jerusalem on Holy Week. Because it has become an idol. It's something that the Jews trusted in, their own works, apart from God's mercy and grace. Instead of seeing salvation as the undeserved gift that it is, they thought that they merited, they earned God's love. We cannot earn God's love, dear Christians. We can only receive it. And that's why Jesus continues speaking. He doesn't just leave us to wallow in our own hatred, self-loathing. Instead, he continues and he says these beautiful words. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Now, what is the shepherd's voice, if not the Holy Scriptures, which you have heard read? Jesus, your good shepherd, spoke to you today already when he forgave you your sins at the beginning of the service. He spoke to you in the readings of his very word. And he will speak to you again in the service of the sacrament when he tells you that this is my body and my blood, which is given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus is your good shepherd, dear Christians. He has laid down his life for you. And Jesus knows you. He died for you. And as a result of that, you follow him. That is what we mean when we talk about election. God gave you faith in Christ, not because of anything you did or would do, but entirely out of his love, mercy, and grace. He is the reason why you are saved. Not your own merits, not your own righteousness, and not even your own faith, but Christ and his work alone. Jesus says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Blessed be Jesus Christ. Behold, dear Christians, his promise. Because of his work, because of his death, because of his resurrection, you will receive, and indeed you already have received, eternal life in his name. And we could end the sermon right there, but Jesus continues. And he says something that is very profound. He says, no one will snatch them out of my hand. Powerful words there. Are you afraid of losing faith? Have you ever had that thought go through your head? That one day you'd wake up and your sin and your self-righteousness and your pride would have pulled you away from Christ? That fear leads many to fall away from Christ and from his clear words. If that's something you've been afraid of, cling to this word of Christ. No one will snatch them out of my hand. That includes you and Satan and every other enemy that the world can throw at you. No one can snatch you out of God's merciful hand. Your good shepherd has you securely. And if you're afraid of losing your faith, behold, Christ will not leave you nor forsake you. He preserves you by the very same means that he brought you to faith to begin with. His word and his sacraments, his gospel as a free gift. There's another question, of course, that haunts people, that bothers people. Here's the question. Have I lost my faith? If that's your fear or your question, I'll begin with this. Maybe you have. Maybe your willful sin has driven out the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've trusted in your own works instead of Christ's and fallen in your pride. Maybe you have trusted, like the Jews, in your lineage rather than in your Lord. A lot of uncertainty there, perhaps. You heard I said a lot of maybes in that paragraph, and it's because I don't know you individually. But if that sounds familiar to you, let me give to you something certain. The words of Scripture. From John 10, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And he says to you the same thing he said in Hebrews, "Today if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts." And he says the same thing he said in Matthew, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." See, dear Christian, if you're afraid that you've fallen away from the faith, perhaps you have. But Christ is here today, continuing to pick you up, to dust you off. He continues to go after the one sheep, leaving behind the 99. He is the prodigal father that runs out to his son who has disgraced him, and he embraces him. He loves him. He receives him. And so too, you, dear Christians. Christ continues to extend his love and his grace and his mercy and his promise to you, so that if you have in fact fallen from faith, you return. He continues to absolve you of your sins. He continues to extend to you his love and his mercy and his grace. Christ is here today saying to you, "I give you eternal life, and you will never perish, and no one will snatch you out of my hand." Dear Christians, it is God's grace that is the cause of your salvation. And it is also God's grace that keeps you in that very same salvation and faith that he has given you. Your good shepherd has laid down his life for you, his sheep. And no one can snatch you out of his hand. And today we have sorrows and griefs, but there will come a day when he will wipe away every tear that comes from our eyes, and our good shepherd will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death and bring us into his kingdom that has no end. In his name, amen.